In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During Advent and Christmas this year, our sermon series has been Words and Sayings of the Season, explaining the biblical background and meaning of words and sayings that we commonly hear and say ourselves this time of year. This morning we conclude this series with Gloria in Excelsis Deo and Peace on Earth, based upon this passage from the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. There's a book about funny ways cell phones autocorrect text messages. One girl thought she sent a message to her mother that said, Remember, I have choir at 5:30, and then you have to take me to Zumba. But it came out, Remember, I have choir at 5:30, and then you have to take me to Zimbabwe. A father discussing his birthday presents tried to tell his daughter, Your brother gave me Ray-Bans. But the autocorrect changed it to, Your brother gave me rabies. One man complaining about his job meant to text his friends, Help, I'm stuck inside a cubicle. But it came out, Help, I'm stuck inside a creamsicle. At the end of our service this morning, we'll sing a favorite Christmas carol with the refrain, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. But if you type Gloria in Excelsis Deo into a phone or computer, it gets really confused and suggests all sorts of other interesting words and phrases instead, like glory in excessive duo or gloomy in Excalibur Diego. That's because Gloria in Excelsis Deo isn't English, but a Latin expression. Gloria, of course, means glory. Excelsis means greatest or highest, like the words excel and excellent. And Deo is the Latin word for God, from which we get deity. So Gloria in Excelsis Deo means glory to God in the highest. This biblical expression, which is also part of our liturgy, comes from the announcement of the angels to the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The Hebrew and Greek words glory and glorify mean to acknowledge and give to God the praise due His majesty. But the Apostle Paul writes in Romans, The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for idols. All of us must confess that we deserve the wrath of God, because in our lives, we do not give God the glory His majesty demands. Instead, we self-centeredly redirect the glory due to God to ourselves and to the idols of our pleasures and possessions. Spiritually, we often change things around like those spell checkers. For the Bible says in Revelation, Fear God and give Him glory. But our internal sinful spell checker changes that to ignore God and focus on yourself. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for idols. We all deserve the wrath of God because in our lives we do not give God the glory His majesty demands. But the angel announces to the shepherds good news for you and all of humankind. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. That's the good news we celebrate at Christmas. God sent his own Son, Christ the Lord, to be your Savior. Because of his blessed birth, his perfect life, his sacrificial death and glorious resurrection, your sins are all forgiven. Give God the glory for his grace and goodness to you in Jesus Christ. Give God the glory this Christmas and throughout your life. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Last week we went to see the fun movie A Muppet Christmas Carol. In this famous story by Charles Dickens, Scrooge's nephew says that Christmas is a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time. Many think that's the meaning of those words, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. For a few weeks each year at Christmas time, men show to one another peace and goodwill. But the angel's announcement really wasn't about a temporary attitude of humans toward one another because of a holiday. It's a heavenly proclamation of the greatest good news, God's permanent attitude toward all of humanity because of his Son. As Paul says in Romans, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men, is God's Christmas gift to you. You are at peace with God on account of his Son, born into our world as the babe of Bethlehem. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen.